Hey everybody, welcome to the 7B podcast. My name is Evie Seberg. I'm the new city and education reporter here at the Daily Bee. I started working here about 3 weeks ago and having a really great time immersing myself in everything going on in Sandpoint, working with some really nice people, and just getting to write. I graduated in 2021 and moved up here. I moved to Coeur d'Alene originally. Worked on the Lake Coeur d'Alene cruises for a few years, which I had a really good time doing, but I also was wondering if I was going to be writing for a living ever. So this is a big milestone for me. I'm really excited to get to be telling stories. I'm mainly hopping on here to tell you a little bit about what's going on in Sandpoint and surrounding areas, as well as maybe give you a preview on some things that are going to be happening in upcoming weeks. I'll start us off with city council meetings. So far I've attended two. Some hot topics there have been a traffic light change from Church Street to Pine Street. This change, the main reason it's a topic of discussion is because it's expected to enable more truck traffic on Pine Street, which is concerning for the council because they've heard concerns from the public about preserving the character of that street. It offers the local hometown feel that they want to keep alive in Sandpoint. And the trucks, you know, semis, logging trucks, that kind of thing, really inhibit that. And some local business owners with businesses on Pine visited the last council meeting to second their concerns and say it's really difficult to run a business with that's supposed to be a small town business on a street where there's a lot of commercial trucking going on. So the council hears that and they want to develop a solution for the truck traffic on Pine. Their current solution is to collaborate with the Department of Transportation to put up signage that designate a truck route that stays on the highways and doesn't make its way down to community streets. So they're going to be integrating that into their multimodal transportation plan. They did move forward with the grant application process so that they can start working on that project and changing the light. That's also supposed to help the flow of traffic downtown. So they're going to determine, you know, can they reuse the same materials, the same light? What kind of funding, other funding will it need? They're looking for who's going to be accomplishing that project. So the next thing that is a big topic there is the waterfront design competition. At their last meeting, they chose a team to move on to stage three. GGLO's blue necklace design was chosen. A lot of people there really liked this one because it seemed to change Sandpoint the least. At least that's what one of the Sandpoint City Council members stated on last Wednesday. And it preserves the feel and has some good ideas. According to the judges and the council, that was a unanimous decision. And they wanted to stress that this is a 20 to 30 year plan. So these designs aren't necessarily all going to be taking place. At least this is what City Administrator Jennifer Stapleton said. They're not going to be, you know, immediately implemented. They're going to be incrementally implemented over the next 20 to 30 years. And it's more of ideas than like an exact plan. And in stage three, they're going to be listening to the suggestions of judges as well as new suggestions from the city about how to better tailor those plans to the city and their needs for the next few years, which could include the truck traffic issue. Administrator Stapleton said that's an idea. They can integrate that issue with truck traffic into the designs that GGLO comes up with in stage three. So they're hopeful about that. Next up, we can talk about education a little bit. Dr. Becky Meyer, superintendent of Lake Pendre School District, recently won superintendent of the year with the Idaho Association of School Administrators. They recently had a conference down in Boise. I got the chance to talk to her a little bit about the award and what it means to her. She says it's really never about one person, and she's really grateful to be surrounded by a great team at the Lake Pendre School District. Open houses are going to be this week, so that's where students can meet their teachers. People can drop off supplies that they're donating to the schools. There's going to be one on the 29th for elementary schools and 30th for secondary schools. That's so that parents with children in different ages can hopefully attend both. Some other things going on in Sandpoint. I had the chance to talk to a local Girl Scout troop, a troop in Sandpoint, that had the opportunity to travel to Europe. So they went to Italy and Switzerland, various locations there. They've been saving up for over 3 years. It sounds like they've apparently sold over 15,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. So if you're ever wondering when you see one of those stands where some of that money goes toward, one thing is this trip. Well, for these girls, they got to visit our chalet, which is one of the first, it was the first of five world centers for Girl Scouts. It was established in 1932. There's lodging, dining, Girl Scouts from all over the world visit there. And the troop from Sandpoint even got to visit with people from different parts of the country, different states in the US. They even finished the rest of their trip out with some of those girls. They visited the Matterhorn. They got to make a fresh pasta dinner in Rome. They participated in an art workshop in Florence. Yeah, so just some really good stuff for them. The last thing I want to talk about is the water, not the waterfront design competition, water conditions in Lake Pend'Oreille. That's been a topic of discussion in the community. I started to look into this when I saw on Facebook that tapeworms, someone had said they found tapeworms in the water. That was interesting to me, so I started looking into that and ended up seeing associations with that, with some herbicide treatments going on or some sprays. So I looked into the sprays. It turns out they are doing some herbicide treatments, but those are to treat Eurasian water milfoil. That's the treatments going on in Lake Pend'Oreille that's being put on by the Department of Agriculture. That's not going to be using glyphosate or Roundup, which was the most concerning chemical to citizens in Sandpoint. That's using a new chemical or new herbicide called Prosellacor that was put out about 4 years ago. It's considered much safer by the EPA. I had the chance to talk with Jeremy Varley, who's with the Department of Agriculture, about the benefits of that herbicide over Roundup. And he said it is much better at targeting specific species. So where Roundup would kill everything in its path, Prosellacor is better at targeting a plant and only killing that. It also breaks down much more easily in the water. So where Roundup would float around, affecting things in its path, Prosellacor dies off pretty fast. So those are the treatments in Lake Pend'Oreille for Eurasian water milfoil. They're going to be updating anyone with water rights about that. The signs around town that I think instigated the concern were put up by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for there is one glyphosate treatment that I believe already happened on the 18th, at least that's when it was scheduled for, at the Clark Fork Drift Yard. So they're dealing with some issues with flowering booms taking over, or flowering rush taking over the boom systems at the drift yard. Those booms direct logs to the proper place. They keep pollution and everything at bay in the lake. So having this flowering rush causing these issues is also causing navigational hazards, recreational hazards. It's just something that they are looking for a solution to deal with it. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers solution was a glyphosate treatment. I talked with the spokesperson from there, and he said that they use under 10 ounces of solution, which he described as less than a soda can, and only administered that when wind speeds were less than 5 miles per hour. That spray was sprayed directly onto the flowering booms above the water and not directly into the water. Their hope is to eliminate the need for any kind of herbicide treatment by incrementally replacing those logs with plastic. So they're currently wood, and they'd replace them with some heavy-duty plastic because the rush can't root into that. So that's hopefully a solution for them in the years to come as they do their annual analysis of what the conditions in the lake are looking like. They're going to be considering that, and yeah, so we may be seeing those changes in the next few years. That's all I have for you guys today. I'm grateful to be here and excited to update you all again soon. Thanks for listening.